I'm gonna. Okay.
In my way. Oh yeah. Today's show is brought to you by. I don't know what is today's show brought to you by. Last minute people that swoop in when others cancel, because that's what happened today.
Angels
in the outfield, yes. And the infield of life.
I caught the ball.
Yeah.
You're listening to Life is Awkward on River West Radio. We have a special guest with us today. She's going to be doing some poetry, talking about stories.
Triple special.
Uh-huh. She's a triple threat. Like mm-hmm. I'll let her introduce herself. Mm-hmm.
Hello, family out on the airwaves. My name's Mecca, and I could just read from my bio.
Ha. No myself. Preparation needed.
Yeah, so I have my first volume of poetry. I have four in this collection called Heritage or Her It Age.
Nice.
And it's a collection of my poetry to tell her sacred story. So I write, I like to channel Mother Earth, if that makes sense. And so whenever I write me, I literally am thinking Mother Earth, those are her initials. So, and I'm a single mother. So I'll just read my little bio real quick. Chloe Stingley, that's my given name, aka Mecca, is the voice of me, Mother Earth, a folk artist, mother maker, minister, poetess, student, guide, explorer, advocate, researcher, record keeper, and designer. She has many parts, facets, and faces. Black single mother as defined by pop culture and society at large, she takes that labeling to the dirt. Every time Chloe writes or speaks me, she speaks as her individual temple body and for the larger body we all share. Whack baby daddies and rapists are to her what patriarchy is to the earth. How indigenous women are treated is a direct reflection of the earth, of how the earth is being treated. Mm. Silenced, ignored, misused, abused, drained, and unappreciated, regardless, we rise. Honoring the divine masculine and divine feminine, remembering the way we rise. So, and then it says, respect my existence or expect my resistance.
Nice.
But in Spanish, so I just translate. So yeah, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be that last minute. I think being a mom of young children, I'm very flexible. So I'm glad you hit me up because I'm yeah, I'm down. I love this station too. So I'm happy to be here again.
Glad you're here.
We're glad that Mother Earth sprouted you in our direction.
I really like that. I never thought of that. Me, Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're just sproutlings from the Mother Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
everything is, right?
So this first volume of poetry is called Ma Earth because it's kind of I want to have something for my children, you know what I'm saying, that when I'm not here that they can just tap into. So a lot of this poetry is for my children. But for Mother Earth's children. Mm. So whoever reads it, could identify with something in here. And that's my aim. Glad. No, I'm just glad to be able to share. So, yeah.
Let's hear one. I'm excited.
Okay.
Let's go.
I'm trying to decide between these two.
Read them both.
Read them both? Okay.
Sold.
Time.
All right. So this one is from January 2017. What does my love look like if it's not for everyone? I can take out my. What does love look like if it's not for everyone? What does love look like if it's not for free? When did people forget about their infinite essence and become consumed with identity? What does love look like if I don't have it for cis white dudes? And that's in quotes. Who gets to judge another's oppression, black or blue? If all lives matter, who will be the eulogist? If black power scares you, your freedom will never exist. I want to be like the world, always pulsing and making space. Even if my children never thank me, we'll all end up in the same place. Whether it's at the ultimate end or infinite beginnings, we are all one, and I'll see you in the morning. That's what.
That's powerful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to grasp my head around it and try to think of something to say.
All I can think is just oh man, I'm a white guy.
I know, I was thinking when
right,
you said that, I was we have one
in a good in a good way.
Yeah, so when I said you know, the title of your show is Life is Awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And something I'm And I consider myself an Afro-Indigenous person, mm-hmm. or just mixed, because I'm like, I have German ancestry, I have, you know, Indigenous to this land, I have African ancestry, and I just, and like my mother line, or like, you know, the people that my mother comes from are like white women, you know what I'm saying? And so I've always felt like I have the world inside of me, but like if you see me, you might just think I'm a black woman. Mm-hmm. And so I've struggled a lot with like race. And so that's why I was like, maybe we could talk about that. Cause it is like an awkward thing. Like people don't really like to talk about it, especially like in mixed company a lot. Mm-hmm. Mixed, right? But I just like, I don't know. I have a print I wrote and it says, "No one wants to be called a racist, but we still race us." Cause I think like everyone participates in it. And so, like, how do we, like, shed those labels and, like, just allow ourselves to just, like, be, you know what I'm saying? Instead of feeling, like you feeling bad about just, like, what society labels you, just, like, I don't want to feel bad about how I get labeled.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have anything good to say, but I just, like, it's just, like, wow, my sister is black. Hmm. And, like, we had to have a sit down with her and be, like, she's half black, half white. And just mm-hmm. to sit down, like, you're going to be treated as if you're black because your skin is black.
It's right.
Like, and, like, all the other stuff doesn't matter. It's, like, people are going to see you as black.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't even care that, like...
Yeah, you have those both sides, though.
Okay, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, just, like, you're raised in a white family. And so, like...
Is she adopted?
No, she's, like, my half-sister.
Oh, okay.
But mm-hmm. I don't like calling her half-sister.
Right.
But, like, but she... Her father just, like, left. Mm-hmm. So, like, me and my brother... My mom basically raised her, so she's 100% grown in a white middle-class family.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, we never talked about it except for that one time. It was just, like, people are going to... And I think it was, like, dudes coming on to her. I'm like, you're going to get the type of dude that you're going to attract is the dude that is going to be, like, into, I guess, black women.
Right.
Yeah.
And I, like, grew up... my whole life, like, going to, like, white schools, because my parents grew up in Milwaukee, like, both of them on the north sides, and they, you know, the whole, like, we want a better life for our children, so then they, like, took us to West Dallas, which is, like, literally, like, I tell people, and this is true, like, there were four siblings of, my, like, four of us, and one of us didn't make it out alive, like, the baby, you know what I'm saying? So it's, like, my parents, but they didn't know, but, like, it's just so wild because I feel like I've been, like, raised with, like, white culture, but I don't really know what that means, but I'm just, like, you know, like, what I'm saying?
It's so, like, it's the, like, absence of culture, right? I think.
Or, like, everyone's just, like, confused.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's like, I'm Slavic. I don't embrace my Slavic heritage. I don't really feel like I have a heritage. My heritage is sort of like this whitewash American thing, which is...
I feel like, unless you're, like, indigenous and you can, like... Like, not, I don't want to sound racist, but just unless that you, like, see, like, you can tell they're from that culture. I feel like those people, like, embrace their culture, which everyone should be doing. But then when you, like me, like, I feel like I could look like, I don't really look like anything. So then I just feel like I have nothing to embrace. So I'm just like, oh, I'm just white. Mm-hmm. Like,
you get defaulted to what you look like.
Or like what your last name might be. Or like, oh, you have red hair, you must be Irish. But I'm like 5% Irish. Right. Like, oh yeah, I'll just take
Well,
that
the
out,
Irish just get lumped into like white. Like it's really, it's just kind of weird how it's just almost, you're down to like three colors or three cultures.
Right.
It's getting like more boiled down.
Mm-hmm.
Or like my friend, he's Indian, but everyone treats him and like he's black.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I have to like, and he's like weird about correcting people or like, it's just like, how do you deal with that when it's like, it's not even, I don't know.
When someone gets your culture kind of wrong.
Completely like, wrong and it just assumed. Yeah. And I made the same mistake when I was kind of like, when I met him, well, like I didn't really think about it, but I just, this kind of figure just like, internally that's just like what I thought and then he corrected me. I'm like, oh dang.
I mean, does that ever happen to you? Like, do people like, do you lean more one way towards the other, or are you just trying to embrace who you are, or do you find it difficult to kind of figure out?
I think because I was raised in a black household but in, with white environment, and because like I grew up in the church and I went to like white churches too for part of my life. And so I, now that I'm older, like when I was in college, cause I went to UWM. So like once I left like my white high school and I went to like a mixed like college, right? And UWM has like way more like people of color than my high school did. And so there I really was trying to be like, no, I'm just black. Like, I'd be like, don't ask me no questions. Just, you know. And because my whole life, because of my hair texture or my eye color or whatever, my skin color, people like assume that I'm either like people ask me like, which one of your parents is white? And I'm like, neither. And they don't like believe me, or you know, like, because like my mother is like 1/4 German. So my grandmother is like half German and half black and indigenous, but she has like green eyes and like brown hair that she's white passing, right? And so now that I'm like getting older and learning that it's important to know like where my father's people come from and to honor that, and to also know where my mother's people come from and to honor that. And so I just like within my own self and people that are like closer to me, as I've grown to like accept all the different parts of me, then I just like find more joy in it. But when I'm like out on the street, people will either assume I'm black or like Latina, which, you know, that's part of the diaspora. So it's just like, I don't know. I feel like I could be fit in a lot of places in the world because I have like yellow, red, brown skin.
Which is almost a good thing, I would think. Like you can fit, I feel like you can, I just feel like when you're like a person of color, you're just able to fit in. And maybe this is just my perception because I am white, but I just feel like they're able to connect with more people and like with more different indigenous people just because they are like, I mean, I don't know. Are white people indigenous? No.
You are. I mean, everyone's are, indigenous everyone's to somewhere.
Not to this country.
Well, right.
But I guess I feel like people, just like they're just so much more nice and like connect with people. And like, I feel like anyone that sees, at least from my experience, that sees someone white, they're just like, oh, you're just another white person.
Right.
Or like,
they're not wrong.
I mean, no.
But it's tricky too, because there's like, you know, this whole thing about like nationality comes into play. So like you said, you're Slavic.
Slavic, Italian, and like Austrian.
So like if when we talk about assuming, like you said you had an Indian friend, and if people assume that, you know, he's black, like I think that's just as bad as just like lumping all white people together, because that's like race and culture in a way too. But again, like so many people don't know their cultures, and it doesn't matter like what race they are, like they just because America kind of like takes it all away in a way,
in like a way that's good and bad, or would you say, I don't know if it's good,
it's I would think it was good in a way, like that everyone, that race shouldn't matter, like people should just connect on a level of like
we're Americans,
like of just like interests and like passions for things and just like liking to be with that person, not necessarily their skin color. So I don't think like in a way that doesn't matter, it's just like the everyone's different, so it's just like people's perceptions.
Well, I always thought like the main problem with is like we have to talk about it, and so even talking about it is like inherently racist. So it's like that's how I felt. It's like it is, you want to get to a place where you just don't talk about it. But then that also erases the culture,
right?
So it's kind of a weird duality there.
And this woman, I don't know if you know Satora, but
I know her a little bit. So, I haven't seen her in a while, but I know Satora.
Okay. So she has been having these like gatherings, at her house, and we just, you know, get together and read poetry and play music and eat good food and talk and, you know, just share space. And the last one, I don't know how it came up, but it was kind of about like, we talked about race, and Satora is from, Uzbekistan, and she's, you know, that's a like indigenous Asiatic culture in a way, but it's like, you know, it's in, I don't even remember where it is, but it's like it was the, you know, Soviet, what do they call it, they took it over, but anyway, so she has like all these like indigenous like traditions, I guess I would say, that she brought over. And in this conversation in her home with all these, it was a diverse group of people, and she was saying that like kind of like that, like we should all just like be able to love each other and just like forget about race and all this. And I was like, I understand that, but at the same time, it's kind of like not everybody even knows what their culture is to then be able to like release it. So like some people, like so like in, for instance, like black people, like we're the only ones that don't have like a nation, if that makes sense, or like black isn't any, like, even to be white, like, if you know that you're German or
there's
Irish
Germany,
or whatever,
there's right? China,
so
yeah.
there's no nation for Black people.
It's a continent. It's like a whole continent,
right?
It's like African American, but
exactly.
what part of Africa?
Right, and then what part of America?
What part of America?
Because that's right. and
that's
so I consider
important.
Myself yeah. Afro-Indigenous because I understand that like my people are from here too, and I'm not gonna like erase that. So, but I was telling her like it's. I told her it's a privilege to be able to say like we should just all be able to like forget our culture because I'm like you have one.
Right.
So like most people aren't willing to like put theirs down just to make other people comfortable.
Yeah.
If they just picked one up or like Black culture right. is always being it's being created every day because yeah. there's like it's just open. Like you know it's just whatever we make it. And so yeah, it's really interesting. Like I don't know I guess, yeah. And then when people talk about like Western culture, maybe that's different than like American culture. Maybe it's all the same. I don't know. But when you go overseas, maybe it's the same. They're like, you're American, huh? Yeah. Have you been overseas? Have you
no.
been?
I've been to like Jamaica and Dominican
okay.
Republic, but like
those
in
are
the.
Resorts.
Yeah, like the resort areas. But I did enjoy like trying to talk to the locals or going outside the box, but didn't get that far.
Well, I can't imagine there's that many people in those resorts
Mexico.
That they would know that they're from another. They're
well,
American.
They seemed surprised that I was talking to them to begin with. So they were just like, whoa, you're talking to me. Like, whoa. And so I was like, well, that's cool. I don't know. At least, you know, I don't know. But yeah, I haven't been very far. So I think that's a big part of it because I met someone from Jordan and she just, I mean, if we're going to talk about skin color, I don't really want to do that, but she looks like a white girl who got a tan, let's say.
Word.
And she's
yeah.
very articulate. And like, she says she gets that a lot. It's like, oh, cause you just say Jordan, people just assume Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the thing where it's just kind of like, you hear this one thing and then you try to lump it into this bigger thing that
yeah.
you think you understand when it should be more specific. Like I now after this conversation, I'm like, man, I wish I knew more about like Italian culture and Austrian culture. And
is that what Slavic is? Austrian?
No, Slavia is Slovenia.
Slovenia.
So it's like Czech okay. Republic area.
Czech. That's what I was like, I imagined, but I was like, I don't know. See, look, that's
what. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't even really know. I know a little bit about it, but yeah, I feel like you're right where it's just like before you give it up, you have to know what it is.
Right.
And I think, yeah, I think it would be better to share cultures instead of, I mean, I think the big thing is like not having people get upset or I don't know. I feel like sharing culture would be a great thing.
Yeah. And I like that idea of sharing because then it just makes me think of like the difference between cultural appropriation and cultural appreciation.
Yeah.
And like, you know, because like, I'm like, yeah, we can share. I think we do share cultures, but a lot of people just take stuff and then like make
without
it
thinking
their
about
own.
It.
Yeah, or try and make it their own or capitalize on it, you know, like.
Yeah.
So.
No, I get that. I get that.
So what inspired you to like write that poem? Like, what were you feeling and what was like your mindset at the time? If you care
well,
to share.
So
no, that could be emotional.
I think. The part about like cis white dudes, I mean, I write a lot about like gender and race and but in different like with my own perspective because I'm a queer indigenous person. So I feel like I can tap into a lot of different cultures, but also just like identities. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I used to, like I said, I used to have this talking circle and people would come. And they would just be all different ages, you know, identify in all these different ways. And, but there just seemed to be this like consensus that like cis white dudes like weren't okay. and I'm the one that's like, but I love them. So we can't love them, but that's not okay. But like everybody else is fine. Like that didn't
you
sit right with me.
Love everybody. It's
right.
kind of backwards. What,
right.
Can you remind me what cis means?
It means that you identify as the gender that like your
that you are
and your genitals they match or whatever.
I feel more I always identified more with a like a spiritual entity than my anatomy.
Word.
Yeah, I've never really felt like a man per se. Although like I have you know, testosterone. But like, I think that's about as far as it goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always thought it was weird. I was like, can I identify as like a spirit first?
Right. Can I just be a spirit, dude?
Please? Because then that kind of nice. Equalizes everything, right? That yeah. kind of puts us all in the same field if we just come from that perspective. I don't know.
We're all just spirits. I mean, like, we all are energy. We all are. So, like, yeah, why does color have to matter in a way? It's, well, I mean.
Or gender. It, you know what I'm saying?
It's doesn't.
Like gender, anything. Yeah, gender, color. Walking, I mean, not walking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it honestly doesn't matter. It should be the, I always call it the blind man approach. Just treat everybody like you're a blind person. Because like.
Hold my hand.
Yeah, I think we should be more touchy. Or like more embracing of other people. Just in general, I think we've lost that. And which in a way is good.
That's all because phones. My dad gets on me all the time. Like, if you guys just called each other and met each other in person instead of all this texting.
I agree. I agree. I just try to message to like meet up.
Yeah.
Or like conquer dreams is my thing on the internet. Do you have more poems?
Yeah, do you want to share your other one?
Before I ramble and say something really stupid.
We've only got a couple more minutes, so
I gotta beat the clock.
Yeah, I'll just read the one that's right next to it. This one's from August of 2017. And this one is kind of like I'm writing as the ocean, but also as a mother. And so I go back and forth, and then in the middle, I think you'll get it, though. You'll hear how it goes. Okay. Coral. Your ocean didn't always look this way. Baby, your mama didn't always move this way. I used to be rolling, clear blue. I used to be dancing, shoes flew. What happened, they say? Oh, I remember the day my children forgot from whence they came. No knowledge of self converted into shame. Will you ever remember? I am a living, breathing body of my own. You can't hear my cries from the likes of your dumb phone. See, moms can be hip too. Out pushed my hips when you came. Life cannot live where poison resides. Gentrify. Coral, don't you know? You are my greatest adornment. Heirloom jewels passed down by Mother Spirit. Baby, don't you know? Ain't no more show. My back did its bending, washing you. I love to watch my grandchildren grow.
That's nice.
Thanks.
Yeah. I like that you blended the aspect of like a mother human and like water. Cause like everyone, well, I guess it depends if you're like a water sign, but everyone kind of like also like is like water, and in the womb, it's like kind of like the ocean. It's dark and warm and stuff. So I think that's very beautiful that you like kind of blended those two together.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, the human body is like 70% water, 80% water. So like you're like pretty much an ocean.
Right.
Yeah.
Your own ocean.
I think the emotional, how emotions kind of flow and move and like shift is very water-like or liquacious.
Did you just get out of a swim when you wrote that?
This one, no, I should be swimming more.
Life swim.
Chlorine is not for me. So.
Not for my skin.
No, but this one I wrote, there's this woman named Helen Fleshman. And she holds these events called Draw Right Here. And she connects artists and writers. And they basically create pieces and then trade them. And then create two more pieces inspired by each other's piece. So there's like a theme. And so this group that I was in, she does it like maybe quarterly or maybe twice a year. I don't know. But me and my friend were partnered up, and we all the partners went to Goodwill and picked an item. And then we like gave it to our partner. And so my partner gave me this huge dried piece of coral. And it was like, and I still have it because it's like literally a weapon. It's like so hard and spiky. And like, I used to keep one of it. Like, I have altars everywhere. And like in my car, I always, and I used to hold, like, it would be on like in the middle of my car. Like, and yeah. I'm the type too. I'm a little dark inside where I'm like, if I ever needed to defend myself in my car, I would just smash this into someone's face. Cause it's so that, you know, so, and I had given her, these little blue like fishing lures that were like squiggly. That's what I picked. And so we all had to pick something under like $5 or something. And so she, I think I wrote this poem and then she, you know, wrote a whole story because we're both writers and artists. So me and her did it a little different, but like everybody else, you know, just wrote or just made a piece. But both of us wrote and made a piece. And cool. So this was my like poem inspired by literally coral. So that's why it's like the first word because it just, yeah, it came that way.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. What?
Oh, I was just going to say, is there anything else that you'd want to share to anyone that may be listening that's like maybe struggling with their culture or like ways to figure out about their culture or just any inspirational thoughts?
Well, I like that the word inspired comes from like spirit. And so I would just say to anyone that's like hungry, I guess, or if your spirit is like wanting, just follow your spirit or follow your intuition. And if you are going to learn about other cultures, be respectful and like don't be stealing. You know what I'm saying? Like don't, you know, always give credit where credit's due. But I think learning history is so important. And I don't know. I just like, I love to watch, this is a little weird, but I like to watch like children's movies and let them awaken my ancestral memory. So I'm just thinking of like Moana. Like, and I have a Moana tattoo because like I just really Moana.
I think we talked about it yesterday.
Did you?
Well, I sent, yeah, I texted you something and you're like, Moana?
Yeah.
It's like, sure.
But it's like, so I bring that up because Moana, sure.
Sure, I love Moana.
But I bring that up because I watched that movie and it literally just like awakened my ancestral memory of like people, because we all have all like the world in us, but just depends on how we, you know, manifested this, you know, like how our body looks this time around is just, you know, depends on where we came from. But anyways, but it just, that movie like awakened in me like that there were people that sailed before there were maps. And I was like, word, like, yeah, we were voyagers. Like, yes, Moana.
Just get out there.
And right. And so it's like, you know, those type of like memories, like no one told me like, oh yeah, that's what people, that's what your people did. Yeah. I just knew, like, I just felt inspired. And so like trust those feelings, I guess. So like trust what, you know, what draws to you. Like if you've always like been interested in visiting a certain place or whatever, just like follow that, and I think it'll connect you to something that you're meant to have. Or
meant
no
to happen.
Yeah.
Past culture meets future culture.
Word.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of culture in those Disney movies. My one of my teachers wrote a whole play like on like the development of Cinderella.
Yeah.
And like all the different Cinderellas. There's so many different Cinderella cultures. There's
all over the world. And then I think of the movie Brave, which is Merida's the girl's name, but that's about like the Celtic people. And I love, like, when I learned, you know, that I have like European ancestry, I got right into the Celtic shamanism. I was like, bring me all the fairies. Like, where can I learn about these? Like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like a brown skinned person just like in the library, like looking into Celtic shamanism. And, you know, but I have the right, just like anybody else would, to look into anything, you know.
To educate yourself on anything. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you.
So research yourself. I want to thank everyone for listening to Life is Awkward and Mecca for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.